He's Chief Medical Officer at the Hazelden Foundation. Here in the studio, Beth Kane Davidson, Director of the Addiction Treatment Center at Suburban Hospital, Johns Hopkins Medicine, and Dan Fletcher. She's author of a new book titled Inside Rehab. We are going to open the phone shortly. I look forward to hearing your comments and questions. Beth, it's interesting that in a recent New York Times piece, Jane Brody wrote that people usually do more research when they're getting ready to buy a car than they do when they're seeking treatment. Do you see that as the case?
I absolutely do, and that's why I'm excited about the book being out and excited to be on the program, because what generally happens is people get into a crisis and they want help right away, and they pick up the phone or they go on the internet and they see a treatment and they call it, and they're ready. They want to come. They want help. And what we try to do at Suburban is say, okay, let's take this step by step. You know, people really do need to investigate treatment programs. They do need to make sure that people are, the staff there have the credentials to treat addiction, that, you know, they know how to figure out the criteria between inpatient and outpatient. Is there a family program? What kind of support is there? Extremely important to look at what that treatment center is about.
And what kinds of variations are there in these treatment programs?
Well, they're huge variations. And I found that people were not asking the questions. They weren't asking questions about credentials. I interviewed more than 100 people who had recent experience with the treatment system, and I would ask them questions like, what were the credentials of the people who treated you? It didn't occur to them. Well, I just assumed that the person had training. There are 30 states in this country that do not require people to have at least a bachelor's degree. So they're to be an addiction counselor. So that means that 30 states in the country, you could have no degree, an associate's degree.
Hang out or
that's
single.
Right. That's right. So that was a huge surprise to me. Most people don't know that there is no evidence that residential treatment is more effective than outpatient treatment, where you go to treatment and you go home at night. Everybody's knee-jerk reaction is that you go away to residential treatment. So I found that from studying the scientific literature, talking to experts in the field.
There's no difference?
That generally, when you look at the literature, the experts I talked to said that certainly there's some people who cannot stay sober on their own. But one of the models that a lot of people talked about being effective is if you can find a good sober home to live in. But one of the problems is that sober homes are not regulated and licensed, but go to outpatient treatment and live in a good sober home where you're monitored.
Ann Fletcher, she's author of a new book titled Inside Rehab, The Surprising Truth About Addiction Treatment and How to Get Help That Works. Stay with us.